You're listening to SBS News.
Men and women have equal rights on paper, but have the genders reached equal opportunity? New figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show while progress is being made, women are still far from breaking through the glass ceiling. Dean Adams from the Bureau says the number of female CEOs has hardly changed in 10 years.
So over the last decade, we've seen the rate of CEOs creep up by just under 1%. Just immediately under those CEOs, the senior leaders within an organisation, we've seen them increase by about 3%.
The figures also show little improvement in achieving equal pay. Women earn less overall, averaging 89% of men's wages. That's also stayed stagnant for a decade. Kate Lee from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency blames a chronic undervaluing of female-dominated professions.
It is great that women are graduating in equal numbers to men across a range of disciplines and professions, but a lack of education and a lack of talent has not been a barrier to women. There are more structural barriers to women reaching full equality in our workplaces.
Women continue to forge ahead in levels of education. As of 2017, about 45% of women had attained a bachelor's degree or above by the age of 30, compared to 32% of men. However, ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says that fact is yet to yield results when it comes to maintaining full-time employment.
They're often stuck in part-time and insecure work, and even when they might have wanted less hours when they had young children, when they try and increase their hours and have more permanent options, they're not available to them.
Figures on earnings and employment show women are more likely to be employed part-time at 44% compared to men at 16%. Women are also still underrepresented in positions of power. In the House of Representatives, 71.3% are men, 28.7% are women, while in the Senate, 61.1% are men and 38.9% women. The breakdown of the genders in CEO positions reveals 83% are men, while 17% are women. The Prime Minister's ruled out introducing gender quotas to address the disparity in his own party. Labor's spokeswoman on women is Tanya Plibersek. She calls the culture within the Liberal Party toxic.
He should listen to his own people who are telling him that there's a problem. Fewer than a quarter of their MPs are women. And the women that are there are on the way out because they're saying that the culture's so awful.
Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer has released a statement saying the government's determined to provide the right economic settings for women to help them participate in work, increase their economic security and make choices about their lives. But economic security is a cause for deep concern, with ABS figures showing a major disparity in superannuation. While the average balance for men at retirement age is about $310,000, women hoping to retire are likely to have just $196,000 in their super accounts. ACTU President Michelle O'Neill says that leads to poverty amongst elderly women.
And of course women live longer. So it's not only a problem that you have less money, but it has to last longer. So we really need to address the superannuation gap and make sure that women can have secure retirement incomes.
The data has prompted the Australian Council of Trade Unions to call for a major overhaul to the way superannuation works. Nikki Canning, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.